When you're dead, you're dead, right? I mean, death is the end of everything. We're born, we live, we pay taxes, then we die. Here's the thing, though. If you believe in Jesus, then death is just the beginning. The beginning of an eternity we can't even begin to imagine. Death, as it turns out, is not the end at all. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Great to be back with you again. Today we're going to chat about the future, your eternity, from a different perspective. It's an interesting question, isn't it? What's going to happen to you when your time on this earth is done dusted? That will happen in one of two ways. Either Jesus will return, at which point everything on this earth that we take for granted will be over. Or, and perhaps you consider this to be the more likely option, your body is going to give up the ghost when you breathe your last breath and your heart stops beating. And it's that latter option that we're going to talk about right now. We're in the middle of a series of messages that I've called Merchants of Hope. Hope is such an incredibly important thing because without hope, today's not worth living and tomorrow, well, who really cares? So many people, can I say, even people who believe in Jesus are living their lives without hope. And that's just crazy because our lives, whether we believe in Jesus or not, don't end with that beep. There's life after death, either in the presence of Jesus for all eternity, hallelujah, or apart from him in a place of eternal punishment and anguish and regret, that place with Satan and his demons that we call hell. So, where are you going to go after your big long beep? Well, I believe, in fact, I know that last heartbeat is not the end. It's just the beginning of where you're going to spend the rest of your eternity. And there are two paths to that eternity for anyone who believes in Jesus. The part between when you die and when Jesus returns to judge the living and the dead, and the part after Jesus' return. So let's talk about the first part. If you believe in Jesus, here's what will happen to you. Immediately upon your death, you will go to be in the presence of Jesus, in conscious blessedness, having escaped your punishment because you have put your faith in the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, in the fact that he paid for your sins on the cross and that he rose again to give you eternal life. Just like the criminal who hung next to Jesus on that fateful day, have a listen to what happened to him. Luke 23, verses 39 to 42. One of the criminals who were hanged there kept deriding Jesus, saying, "Aren't you the Messiah? Save yourself, save us." But the other criminal rebuked that guy, saying, "Don't you fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed, we've been condemned justly, for we're getting what we deserve for our deeds. But this man hasn't done anything wrong." Then that guy said to Jesus, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus replied, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." So exactly when would this man be in paradise with Jesus? Today. The Apostle Paul knew that too, that straight after his death, he would be in the presence of Jesus. Philippians chapter 1, verses 21 to 23. "For to me, living is Christ, and dying is gain. If I am to live in the flesh, that means fruitful labor for me. I don't know which one I prefer. I'm really hard pressed between the two. My desire is to depart and to be with Christ, for that is far better." What happens to him when he departs this life? He's going to be with Christ. So if you and I die before Jesus returns, and if we believe in Jesus, we go to be immediately with him, in his presence. Just sit there now and just for a minute think about that and look at all your present circumstances, all the pressures, all the worries, all the fears through this lens of truth. See that hope, that certain hope is meant to make a huge difference in your life. Paul the Apostle wrote that letter to the Philippians while he was in a Roman dungeon on death row. Have a read of it sometime. It's full of hope, it's full of rejoicing, because it's written by a man who sees his present bleak worldly circumstances through the lens of his certain hope in Jesus Christ. And at some point, Jesus will return, and we will all, those who believe in Jesus, those who don't, we will all stand before Jesus in judgment. We've already talked about that. And when that happens, those who believe in Jesus, those who have died, will rise again in him. Listen to this. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 to 16. Listen, we don't want you to be uninformed, brothers and sisters, about those who have died, so that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have died. For this we declare to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will by no means precede those who have died. For the Lord himself, with a cry of command, with the archangel's call, and with the sound of God's trumpet, will descend from heaven, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Now, we're going to talk about what happens after that next week on the program. I'd love to go there right now because it's awesome. We just don't have time. So you and I are going to have to wait till next week. But picture this glorious day. The dead in Christ will rise first when Christ returns. I was in hospital a few months ago visiting a friend who has since died of cancer. Hospitals have always seemed to me to be impersonal, sterile places. He was in a room of three other men who were also dying, and the smell of death was a powerful thing in this sanitized, brightly lit place with linoleum floors polished so that, you know, when you walk along, they squeak. There's something stark and confronting about death. It's inevitable. It's not pleasant. And yet, at the other end of that is this triumphant, jubilant day when all those who have died in Christ, that friend of mine included, will rise again in him. Hallelujah. That's the hope. That's why you and I and anyone else who believes in Jesus can look at our present day circumstances through the same lens that the Apostle Paul did on death row. That's why Paul wrote, "When this perishable body puts on imperishability and this mortal body puts on immortality, then the saying that is written will be fulfilled. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting?" Hallelujah. I know there are some people listening today who have lost a loved one and you've missed them terribly. Perhaps your wife or your husband. Well, the good news is that if they believed in Jesus, one day you're going to see him again because they're going to be raised in Christ. Or perhaps you're getting pretty close to the end of your life through old age or sickness and you're staring death down the barrel, and that's a scary thing for you. Wherever you and I are on our journey through life and towards death, the important thing for us to know, the thing that Jesus wants you to know, not just in your head but in your heart, is this. Death isn't the end. It's just the beginning. It's the beginning for anyone who believes in Jesus of an eternity praising him and worshipping him and celebrating with him. It's the beginning of an eternity without fear or tears or sickness or pain or illness. It's the beginning of an eternity that, compared to our fleeting lives on this earth, is so awesome, so forever. You just can't compare the two. That's why the Apostle Paul, inspired by the Holy Spirit, wrote this to his friends in Rome, chapter 8 of the book of Romans, verse 18. He said, "I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing to the glory that is about to be revealed to us." Friend, the eternity that lies ahead for you is as glorious as it is certain. That's what Jesus wants you to know today. That's the hope, the certain hope, that he wants to fill your heart with today. Before we go, I'd like to tell you about our free daily devotional. I'd love to send it to you to help you live in the certain hope that you have in Jesus Christ. It's called Fresh, a short daily devotional, a scripture verse with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement delivered right to the inbox on your smartphone, tablet, or computer each and every day. You can read it, listen to the audio, or watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. God's Word, fresh for you each day. It's completely free, and to get instant access, just stop by our mobile-friendly website, ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign up right there at the top of the homepage. And when you do subscribe, you'll instantly receive a free copy of the e-book, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address, in case you missed it, is ChristianityWorks.com. So go ahead, sign up to receive Fresh, and may your heart be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through his word. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.